One of the most remarkable things about God, I think, is that he's more focused on searching for us than he is on us searching for him. I'm going to say this again because I think it doesn't exactly make sense at first. It's not quite what we normally consider to be happening when we pray or come to Mass. God is more focused on searching for us than he is on us searching for him. I mean, think about it. It's been happening from the very beginning. God goes into the garden, and Adam doesn't call out for God. God calls out to Adam, who is hiding. And he says, yes, here I am, God. I was hiding from you because I was scared. Samuel, God calls out to him three times before Samuel even realizes what is happening. Moses is just on a hillside tending his father-in-law's sheep when God calls out to him in the most unusual way from a bush that is on fire but not being consumed. The New Testament is no different. Jesus calls out to Peter and Andrew and James and John. They didn't call out to him. They were fishing. He comes and finds where they are. St. Matthew is doing what he does, collecting taxes, and God finds him. Take me to your house, Matthew. We're going to have dinner tonight. St. Paul, he's on his way to Damascus. God calls out to him, Saul, Saul. And he becomes Paul, the greatest preacher in Christian history. God hasn't stopped doing this either. St. Augustine in the second century, he once wrote, only recently, Lord, have I loved you. You were always calling out to me, but only recently have I loved you. In the last 1,000 years, maybe there hasn't been a more profound voice than St. Francis when God called out to him, Francis, rebuild my church. And then just recently, St. Faustina was praying in her monastic cell when Jesus sought her out. And he said, paint a picture of me. And the divine mercy came to be. Jesus himself says so in his preaching. The Son of Man came not to seek what has been found. He came to seek what has been lost. It is not you who chose me. I choose you. This is how it works with God. This is the nature of God. We always think that holiness is something that we have to attain. But in so many ways, it's really the opposite. Rather than attaining holiness, what we really need to do is allow ourselves to be found. You notice in the story of the prodigal son, the father doesn't say to the older son, oh, your brother has found us again. No. He says, your brother was lost and has been found. The spiritual journey is not so much about us finding God. The spiritual journey is much more about God finding us. I mean, this is what I kept going back to as I reread and reread this gospel passage, this classic story of the woman at the well. Bishop Barron, he says it so perfectly. He says, God is relentless. God is constantly seeking us out. God is after us. The Bible, explains Bishop Barron, is not a story about our quest for God. The whole story, all of it, from the beginning, salvation history is about God's quest for us over and over and over again. So, in our gospel passage, there's simply no way that she was out looking for God. She didn't know what was about to happen to her. All she did know is that she needed something in her life. Also, it was noon, and she was alone. No one ever went to water at noon. It's too hot. They would always go in the early morning to get the water when it was cool. And they would certainly never go alone. You don't go and get water alone. You might have 5 or 10 jars of water. You need someone with you to bring the jugs of water back home. But she didn't have any friends because she was a sinner. So the last thing she was expecting to see at the well, the last thing she would ever expect to see now that she's with her sixth man, who's not even her husband, was the Messiah, who actually went out of his way to find her. And Samaria, there's no way Jesus would have accidentally traveled through Samaria. They were half-breeds to pious Jews. He would have gone around Samaria on his way to Galilee, and yet he goes right in, goes right through Samaria on purpose. He sits down at the well, and she walks up. And then she gets there, and it's not her who chooses him. He chooses her. He says to her, "I'm thirsty." We're going to hear in the Eucharistic prayer, it's so interesting. We think we're supposed to be thirsty for God, but right in our Eucharistic prayer, we will hear, "He is thirsty for us." An incredible moment. And he begins to not just evangelize her, something anyone would think is a wonderful thing for him to do. If you look even deeper, what he's really doing here is he is showing her mercy. Her back is against the wall. She's been through 5 marriages, and she's there with her 6th man, and they're not even married. She is at an end. She doesn't know what else to do. Nothing seems to be working in her life. And Jesus at the well, by the way, her 5 divorces are symbols of failure after failure after failure. So Jesus at the well, he's showing her the nature of God. What is God like? If someone were to ask you, what is God like? The answer is, he is merciful. This is the nature of God. He's there to quench her sadness and to let her know that she is still important. Nobody would ever be looking for her. She was an outcast, but God was always looking for her, which is where you and I come into the story. The woman at the well, she's you. The woman at the well is me. She's us. You know, maybe no other religious leader in the last century has been as vocal and insistent on this relentless quest for God for our souls than has been Pope Francis. Even John Paul II, the Pope who consecrated the church to the divine mercy of God, wasn't, in my opinion, as focused on the infinite mercy of God for everyone as is Francis. This is what his papacy is all about. In fact, the story, Jesus going into the fringe of his society to talk to someone who was basically ostracized from the community because of her situation, is the whole Francis papacy. And here's the message. God's mercy is for everyone. In every situation, failure after failure after failure. Just read what Pope Francis writes and watch what he does. At the opening of the Year of Mercy, a few years back, he wrote this. Again, remember what I started this homily with. God is not so much interested in how we are searching for him as he is interested in himself searching for us. Francis writes, "Our task is to rediscover the infinite mercy of the Father who welcomes everyone and goes out personally to encounter each of them. It is he who seeks us. It is God who comes to encounter us. Francis concludes, how much wrong we do to God and His grace when we speak of sins being punished by His judgment before we speak of their being forgiven by His mercy. This is it. This is what it's all about. If you were to talk to someone who was not a believer on the street, and they were to ask you, what's the deal with Christianity? This is the answer. God, who loves us, will never stop searching for us, and He is infinite mercy. That's it. That's the answer. I can't remember where I read this, but some time back I came across a blog. Maybe it was Father Rollheiser or Father Now, and I can't remember. Whoever it was, he wrote that he had been on a retreat lately where the retreat master started every retreat this way. This guy was like a professional retreat master, and he started every single retreat with these words that I'm about to tell you. No matter what the theme of the retreat was or who the people on the retreat were, he would say this in his first talk. This week, I'm only going to do one thing with you. All I'm going to try to do is to teach you how to pray so that sometime, maybe not today, maybe not this week, maybe not even this year, but at some time, one day, when you need it most and you are most unaware, you will actually hear God say, I love you. This is what prayer is all about. This is what church is all about. That one day, I don't know when, but one day you will actually hear God say, I love you. This is the nature of God. If someone were to ask you, what is God like? This is what He is like. After all the masses, all the rosaries, all the holy hours, all the mobile loaves and fishes runs, all the RE classes, after all of it, I want you to be ready for the day when you are at the well, thirsty, alone, and desperate. The day that Jesus, on purpose, seeks you out to tell you that He loves you. This is what it's all about. This is Lent. You are going to the well. And when you get there, open up and He will tell you, I love you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.